praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This evening, you and I will reflect on our second reading. But before we do, allow me to share with you this lesson for life that I think applies to all of us, a lesson taught to us by Tom Seaver. Tom Seaver died this week, was one of the best pitchers in the history of baseball. He once said, "It's easy for a pitcher to win when he has all this good stuff, when everything is going his way. It's a challenge for a pitcher to win when he doesn't have any of his good stuff, when nothing is going his way." Seems to me we can apply that to our lives this way. It's easy for me to be kind, friendly, cheerful, helpful, when I'm in a good mood, when everything is going my way. It's a challenge for me to be kind, friendly, cheerful, helpful, when I'm not in a good mood, when nothing is going my way. A lesson for life from Tom Seaver. Okay, now, let you and I reflect together on our second reading, where St. Paul tells us, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. St. Paul teaches us that everything can be summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. St. Paul teaches us that love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. So, the Beatles were right when they say, all you need is love. Love is all you need. Well, even though love is all you need, it's not always easy to love, is it? Allow me to share with you once again an insight that I know I've shared with you previously, that has helped me tremendously in striving to fulfill the law of love. The insight is this: love is a decision. It is not a feeling. I can decide to love, even when I don't feel very loved. Isn't it true that you seem to click more easily with some people than you do with others? The chemistry just seems to be better. Maybe it's because they think the way you think. Maybe it's because you admire some virtues that are in their lives. Perhaps it's because you just feel comfortable with them, at ease with them. You sense that they are you. So it's easy for you to let them. And isn't it true that you don't click so easily with other people? The chemistry just doesn't seem to be there. You're not comfortable with them. You're not at ease with them. Maybe it's because they don't think the way you think. Maybe it's because they don't act the way you think they should act. Maybe it's because you sense that they don't like you very much, so it's difficult for you to like them very much. Now that may all be true, but those are feelings. With the grace of God, I can decide to love, even without the feelings of love. It might take time, it will take prayer, but I can decide to love. I can decide to love even those who have hurt me deeply. Because love is a decision, I can fulfill the one saying that St. Paul asks us to fulfill, and that is, I can love my neighbor as I love myself. Because love is a decision, I can decide to love all my sisters and brothers, no matter what. See if you think that this statement, which I read recently, might sum up, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The statement is this. If we don't beat COVID-19 everywhere, we can't beat it anywhere.